We are back on the local beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry, and somebody we always trust to bring us the local news. That is the one and only Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are we this morning, sir?
Fine, thanks, Rocco.
Fantastic, Dave. Someone else who's doing pretty fine right now, that would be Miss Bridget Smith. As I know last week we talked about one of our local students here in Lorain County having some artwork on display down in Washington, D.C. Well, we have some more action for one of our students down in Washington, D.C., this time in the Spelling Bee variety. Dave, what's happening here?
Yeah, Bridget Smith, who won the Lorain County Spelling Bee. She was crowned champion on March 9th. And beat 32 other spellers at Avon Middle School, was headed to Washington, D.C. for the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Seventh grader at Dilling Middle School from Lorain, and she won with the word Wunderkind, which is a German word meaning a person who achieves great success when relatively young. So a very appropriate appropriate word to win on. And she told us, she told us last week that she's been trying to keep studying hard. Her dad helping out. Her first trip to the nation's capital, and she was looking forward to being a tourist and checking out the monuments. And she said it was exciting, but also nerve wracking. Preliminary rounds were Tuesday. So, we'll see what happens. Quarterfinals, actually are today, and then, semifinals and finals on, what is June 1st? That would be Thursday. So that's great. You can watch on ION, or at spellingbee.com.
Very good, and I believe our own Bruce Van Dyke was the head pronouncer when she won over at Avon Middle School earlier this year. So very, very cool stuff there for Bridget Smith. Congratulations to her, and best of luck to her down at the nation's capital this week as she partakes in the Spelling Bee competition. So very cool stuff there. Elsewhere, Dave, we got a couple of Lorain County students in your role, actually, working as reporters for the 2023 Dazzle Awards. Christina Joliffe had the latest on this in this week's Chronicle Telegram. Dave, what went on here?
Yeah, so the Dazzle Awards are presented as part of Playhouse Square and the Northeast Ohio art community, and they were presented by Pat and John Chapman and I'm quoting from the Playhouse Square website now, inspire and honor excellence in high school musical theater and recognize the importance of musical theater and arts education within the Northeast Ohio community, unquote. And that's really kind of neat. But what was even neater for 17-year-old Britta Sevcek, who's a junior at Avon Lake High School, and Mackenzie Fitzpatrick, another 17-year-old, a junior at Midview High School, was that they were chosen as two of the four student reporters covering the event, covering the red carpet, and rehearsing the award show. Britta told us that they tried to make it as close to the Tonys as they could, which is that's kind of neat. There were schools nominated for Best Musical who all performed a song from their shows. Best Actor and Actress nominees sang medleys. As a student reporter on the red carpet, the students interviewed the nominees as they walked past, and then they went backstage on the second half of the night, interviewing and photographing the winners. And it was really kind of neat for Britta and Mackenzie to take that on. Mackenzie said she was, quote, mesmerized by the experience. To see what went into it from a behind-the-scenes standpoint was incredible, she said. Just to be in a room with her peers where everyone has the same love and interest in drama club, it was a perfect experience for me. So that's really kind of neat for both Mackenzie and Britta. Both are members of their school drama clubs. Both enjoy writing. Mackenzie was in High School Musical and Beauty and the Beast in previous years. Britta, went through her high school career in numerous shows. She is going to be editor-in-chief of the school paper this coming year, and also a member of the Academic Challenge team, and is a page at the Avon Lake Public Library. So they're all very busy. Really kind of neat for Mackenzie and Britta to take on that opportunity. And public and private high schools in Cuyahoga County, Lorain County, Geauga, Lake, Medina, Portage, and Summit were all eligible to apply for the Dazzle Awards. And that's and Britta said she didn't know if she'd ever be this cool again. So that was kind of a nice little humorous tag on the end of Christina's story. Nice little story about some kids doing well.
Well, that's very cool, and I see they both, Mackenzie and Britta, look to continue this kind of reporter career or what, you know, something along those lines at the collegiate level. Says here Britta still kind of narrowing down where she wants to go, but wants to major in communications, and then for Mackenzie, she wants to do sports communications and video productions either at Kent State or Eastern Michigan. So pretty cool to see them both want to continue that at the collegiate level. Awesome story by Christina Joliffe and great breakdown by you, Dave, as we are talking this morning with Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave's segment is brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you, Christina, and your colleagues over there at the CT working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Well, we've got a couple more high school graduations coming up this week, and that's great. Congratulations to all the graduates out there. Well done, and long, hard primary education career over, and now on to secondary or out into the job market, or into the armed forces. All very dignified work going on there, and we wish them all the best. Hopefully a follow-up on the crash over the weekend and they closed the Barra restaurant in Amherst. That was something that we followed up on over the weekend, and hopefully have some more information about what happened there. The spelling bee, and some other news like that. Again, good stuff from my colleagues over here, and you can read that at chronicletea.com or in the Chronicle Telegram print edition.
There you go. Pick up a physical copy of that Chronicle Telegram today, or if you are a subscriber, find that digital e-edition online over at chronicletea.com. All right, Dave, that brings us to the end here. We can close out with this as we always do. What do you got for this week's scanner story?
Well, I'm going to take you back a couple days, about 3 days ago, to Independence. The Embassy Suites is where we're headed. Again, courtesy of our friends over at Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter, @NEO_scan. And the report on the scanner is that a guest is being 86'd by security. She didn't want to leave and began being rude to staff and using racial slurs. At the time of the call, she was outside with a bottle of wine in her hand. Her teenage children were with her, and was having yet another verbal altercation in the parking lot. So maybe she might want to head on home, get a designated driver, and sleep this one off. And don't behave like that in public. But it's just some bad behavior in public that may come back to bite her.
Yeah.
If she ends up in front of the judge. But drunk and rude and being racist and. Having your kids with her is no way to go through life, ma'am.
That does not get you nominated for Mother of the Year awards. I'll tell you that right now. Not here to judge or anything, but I don't think that that qualifies you right there. Yeah, I think she maybe just needs to head on home and give that a go on another day. So an entertaining scanner story as always, Dave. I appreciate that. And again, for the latest from Dave and his colleagues at the CT, pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram today or find that digital e-edition online at chronicletea.com. Dave, thank you for the time, my friend. I appreciate it. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll catch up some more next Wednesday.
Sounds great, Rocco. We'll talk to you then.